Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flank here with the latest. The opposition's not rushing to back the planned wording of the Indigenous Voice referendum question. It's been unveiled today and it's hoped it makes its way through Parliament by June so we can vote on it end of year. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says the PM needs to answer several key questions he has about the wording first, and that's not all.
I think it's absolutely essential that the Prime Minister releases the Solicitor General's advice. From what we've read in media reports, the Solicitor General has concerns about these very words.
Remaining in Canberra, and footage has emerged which appears to show Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe being knocked to the ground while trying to interrupt an anti-trans rally at Parliament House. Federal police are looking into the matter. The Defence Force has given an update after a helicopter was forced to ditch during a training operation in New South Wales. Two of the 10 on board suffered minor injuries after the chopper landed in water at Jervis Bay. Major General Stephen Jobson says those particular Taipan choppers have been grounded while an investigation continues.
So the exact details of the incident are now under investigation by the Defence Flight Safety Bureau.
Another day and still no word on whether former US President Donald Trump will be arrested. A grand jury session looking into supposed hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels in 2016 has been postponed today. However, they will reconvene tomorrow. And Prince William's made a surprise visit to Poland to thank UK and Polish troops for their efforts providing supports for war-torn Ukraine as the Russian invasion continues.